Hi, welcome to Jesus Wins, a daily devotional by Elizabeth Talbot. This whole month of November, we will be exploring the topic, Praising His Worthiness. November 3, His Supremacy. This is my beloved Son. Listen to Him. Matthew 17, verse 5. Our ministry, Jesus 101, started a children's section, and our first resource was a coloring book entitled Discovering Jesus in the Bible, designed to teach children about Jesus from well-known Old Testament stories. Every page contains two pictures to color. On the left side, there is a visualization of an Old Testament story, Abraham, Moses, David, etc. And on the right side is a visualization of how Jesus fulfilled that story. In the middle of the two, there is an arrow from left to right. When I was reviewing the design, I thought, how appropriate. The law and the prophets are arrows pointing to Jesus. Matthew's gospel emphasizes that Jesus is the new and greater Moses. This is highlighted in the Transfiguration narrative, in which Jesus takes Peter, James, and John up on a high mountain. This account includes many words that remind us of the experience of Moses when he went up the mountain to meet with God and receive the commandments for his people and their renewed covenant with him. Back then, the face of Moses had been shining, and now the face of Jesus is shining too. Moses and Elijah appear in the scene and are talking with Jesus. This setting seems so perfect that Peter has an idea. Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, I will make three tabernacles here, one for you, and one for Moses, and one for Elijah. Matthew 17, verse 4. The Greek word for tabernacle used here is the same word used in the Greek translation of the Old Testament for the tent of meeting. Peter wanted to create three equal tents, shrines, but God didn't think this was a great idea. While Peter was still speaking, God interrupts him. This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. Matthew 17, verse 5. God's revelation of himself and his salvific plan through the Old Testament is important and not to be dismissed. Nevertheless, God's revelation through Jesus supersedes all previous revelations. If you ever struggle about who God is and how he views us, remember that in Jesus we have God's supreme revelation. Worship him.
Today's podcast was excerpted from the book Jesus Wins, published by Pacific Press Publishing Association. If you would like to purchase your own printed copy, you can do so by calling 1-800-765-6955 or by going to AdventistBookCenter.com. or Jesus101.tv. From all of us at Jesus 101, thanks for listening, and remember, Jesus wins!